Thank you, as always, for being here in the house of the Lord today. Such a joy to see you each and every Sunday. And I know that you probably could have been, you could have done and stayed home today, could have done anything you wanted to today since it's Sunday, but you chose to be here in the house of the Lord. And so I want to tell you right off the bat that I want to say to you that the Lord will bless you for coming to church, okay? The Lord will bless you for being here today. And I always feel like, I hope you feel this way when you come into the house of God and when you leave from the house of God each Sunday, I hope that you feel like the Lord has blessed you in some way. Amen? So that's my prayer for you today. And for those that are watching on social media today, I pray that the Lord bless you for taking your time to sit and just listen to the message that the Lord may have a good word for you today. And so I know any word from the Lord is a good word. Amen. I believe that. Any word from the Lord is a good word. So I was just noticing here on our bulletin on the back of it, down toward the bottom, where it says, we believe that according to the riches of His glory, God will grant that we may be strengthened in our inner being with power through His Spirit. And that's what I want to touch on today with you, is that I want to speak to you today about God's Holy Spirit. Now listen, today, you know, I complicate things with the Lord. Amen? I complicate things with the Word of God. I complicate my life by the decisions that I make, by the doubt that I sometimes have in the Lord. Anybody doubt the Lord from time to time? Not all the time, but every once in a while, a little bit of doubt creeps up. And you're not real for sure that the Lord can help you. Well, you know why that is? Do you know why that is this morning, church family, and you that are watching on social? You know why we struggle so much? Because I learned this week, and I should know this by now, but I have been, a revelation this week that you got to be fully dependent upon the Lord. Amen? You have to be fully dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Now, let me ask you this morning, you that are here and that are watching on social media, but you here that are here in the house of God today, do you believe that you possess the Holy Spirit of God? Do you? Do you believe that He dwells inside of you? That He empowers you to do the things that you have to do every day? Listen, I've said this a zillion times, and I'm telling you the truth this morning. As your minister, I couldn't make it through the day without God. Amen? I couldn't. I couldn't make it through the day without the Holy Spirit empowering me to stand on my own two feet. Listen, I couldn't preach this morning. You know, let me give you a good example this morning. I feel pretty bold this morning. I feel pretty bold as an individual, as a minister of the Lord. But when I first started out, Delisa, when I first started out preaching, you can ask Pam, I was nervous, as old Brother Dudley used to say, as a cat on a hot tin roof. I was scared to death. I was always nervous. I was always afraid that I was going to say the wrong thing. I was always afraid to get behind the pulpit. And you know why? And it took me a long time to understand why. Because I wasn't fully dependent upon the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, a lot of days I fail because I'm not fully walking in the Spirit of the Lord. Anybody else? And that's the truth. But now, today, I know and I believe that the Spirit of God is just coursing through me. I walk up to people and pray with them. When I used to, I wouldn't dare pray. I wouldn't dare ask nobody nothing about the Lord. Do you know Jesus Christ? When was the last time you was just so bold that the Lord led you to walk up to a complete stranger now and ask them, do you know Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Do you know that the Lord died for you? When was the last time? But people ask, listen, you'd be amazed at the people that are out there on the streets, not in church pews, but the people out there on the streets that want somebody to pray with them, that want somebody to talk with them about the Lord. There's people out there that are struggling. There's people out there with all kinds of problems, and they got family members that may be sick. They got family members that may be struggling, and they need somebody to pray with them. But listen, you're not going to pray with them. We who sit in church pews, we're not going to pray with them, Esther, if we are not fully dependent upon the Lord. Amen? Am I telling you the truth this morning? It takes a bold person serving the Lord, completely engulfed, completely consumed by the Spirit of God, to do the work of God. It's tough. It's real tough. And you're going to be scared. You're going to be nervous. You say, well, preacher, I'm not good with talking to people in public. You know how many times I hear people tell me that? I'm not good with praying with people. Well, why not? You got what you need. You got the tools. You got the ability. And who says you don't have the power? Who says you don't have what it takes? I tell you who does that. That's Satan himself. He said, Kelly, you ain't man enough. You got the muscles, but you ain't man enough. Freddie, you ain't woman enough. You ain't smart enough. You ain't good enough. Does the devil speak to you and tell you those kinds of things? Oh, you need to be educated. Oh, you need to know how to talk. You know, I've heard of preachers that couldn't even read a lick that could lead someone to Christ. Amen? Anybody heard of those? I've heard many stories. God can use anybody. God can use everybody if they were empowered by the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent out His disciples empowered by the Holy Spirit of God to do the work of God. To go out in places where they didn't want to go. Like, there's places I don't want to go. I don't want to tell you something this morning. There's places I don't want to go. But it ain't where I want to go. It says where the Lord says where you got to go. It's where you got to go. It's what you got to do. You believe anybody's out there lost? You believe anybody out there struggling? You believe anybody's out there brokenhearted? You believe it? Have you run across any outcast people lately? They're all over the place. And they're waiting on somebody to ask them. They're waiting on someone to pray with them. They're waiting on, you know why a lot of people won't accept Christ? And I know you don't want to hear this morning, church family. And you know why? You know why they won't come to church? Because they don't feel loved. They won't accept Christ because the people that's witnessed to them, they think they don't love them. They don't feel no love. They ain't gonna. You got to live and by the fruit you're producing. God says He knows you got to produce good fruit. And if you produce good fruit, people are gonna see it. They are gonna see it out there on the streets. It ain't about us. I always thought when I first started preaching, I thought, man, it's all about me. Got my suit. Got my nice tie on this morning. It's all about the preacher, man. Look how good he looks. This is all an appearance right here. Listen, I see you this morning. I see you, how you dressed, how you got your pearls on this morning, your earrings, your makeup, got your hair all nicely combed and everything. But it ain't all about that. It's all about what's right here in your heart. Amen? It's all about what's in your heart this morning. What's in your heart this morning? It should be God. It should be the will of God. It should be to serve God, to listen to God, to obey God. Let me share some scripture with you this morning. You know, the Lord is a simple God. The Lord is a simple God. But I make it complicated. I'm not even going to use you this morning. I'm not even going to use nobody in the congregation this morning. It's me. I'm the one that makes it complicated. I mess things up. Simply because I don't listen. But yet, I've got plenty of talents this morning. I listen. I'm a good listener. I hear what you say to me. Sometimes I get on to Pam because I don't think she's listening to me. I said I wasn't going to use nobody, but I had to use Pam because I love her. Pam says, I'm listening to you. She said, I can do two things at once. I listen to you. I said, I don't think you're listening to me. I said, did you hear what I just said? And she's doing something else. And I'm thinking in my mind, she's not listening to a word I'm saying. She didn't hear nothing. Sometimes I feel that way about the church. Sometimes I'm talking to people out on the streets and I say, I don't even know if the church is listening. I say, I don't know if anybody's listening. Do you ever feel like that, church family? When you're talking to people about the Lord, you ever feel like they're not listening? Because you wonder, because you think, well, why aren't these people changing? Why aren't they so excited? Why aren't they getting more excited about the Lord? Listen, whether you like it or not, let me tell you this real quick while I got it in my heart, while I got it on my mind. Whether you like it or not this morning, you're going to be face to face with the Lord someday. And you better get excited about it because you're going to meet Him. How many believe they're going to meet the Lord? I'm going to meet the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm meeting the Lord someday. I don't know about you, but I know I'm going to meet the Lord someday. So if you're going to be meeting the Lord someday, why? And you're going to get all excited and you're going to dance in the Spirit like David did out in the streets. You're going to be doing that in heaven someday, Brother Hugh. You're going to be dancing in the Spirit someday. So why not be excited about the Lord now? Because you got something to be excited about, don't you? Man, I ain't excited about going to work in the morning. I ain't excited about all these things I got to do next week. But when it comes to the Lord, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about who He is and what He's done for me. And He didn't have to do a thing, but He's done everything for me. Everything. He's given me all the things that I need. Now listen, I don't have all the things I want, but I got all the things I need. And the greatest thing I can tell you this morning that I have, that I've been given, which is a free gift, is the gift of salvation. That's the best gift that anybody could ever receive. Amen. Am I telling you the truth this morning? The best gift that you could ever receive this morning is your salvation. Because you know this morning that Jesus lives in your heart. You know someday you're going to die. And you know when you wake up on the other side of eternity, you're going to be with Jesus Christ. So what a better gift to give somebody and to receive than that? I can't think of one. But let me read to you this morning out of Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 5. In which the word of the Lord says here. Listen, it says here in Isaiah chapter 15 verse 5. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I'm going to go on, read on down to verse 6. I've offered my back to those who beat me. My cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the sovereign of Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. Now listen, I want to tell you something right here this morning. Jesus Christ, I am thankful this morning that He has opened my ears. Anybody else? I'm thankful that He has opened my ears. He's opened my eyes. He's opened my mind, and He's opened my heart to know. And see, the spirit, the human spirit can't know the things of God. Amen? Is that the truth this morning, church family? You can read right here in the Word of God. The spirit, the human spirit can only know the things of this human spirit. And we can't know, the human spirit cannot know the things of God Himself unless God dwells inside of you. So I used to kind of figure out, when I was way before I was ever a Christian, I wondered why people always flock to church. I wonder why elders would come to your door and they knock on your door, so you don't have that much anymore. And I wondered why people were so big into Jesus Christ dying on the cross. I couldn't grasp that. I couldn't grasp why one man would die on the cross for somebody like me. I couldn't grasp a place called heaven would be my eternal home if I just accepted Jesus Christ. I didn't believe those things. I didn't want to believe those things. Because you know why? Because I had the human spirit inside of me that couldn't understand those things. I had no wisdom. I had no knowledge of God or of God's Spirit. Not until the day I accepted Jesus Christ into my life Listen, I'm telling you the honest God's truth this morning. Kelly, the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, the very next day, I knew there was a difference in me. Brother Hewlett, I knew there was something different. When I got up the next morning and I went to work at the same place I've been working at for over 20 years, that's where I got saved, at my job. I didn't get saved in a church. I didn't get saved at a vacation Bible school or a church camp. I got saved at work, the place I work at. But the very next day, I knew something was different about me. I was like in a daze, Jamie. I just stood around all day like, I couldn't figure out. I thought there was something wrong with me. And there was something wrong with me. That old self had died. But I didn't realize it at that point. I remember that weekend going down to a friend's house. When me and Pam got married, I still drank a little bit. I went down to their house. I knew where they lived. I'd go down there every Friday. And when I walked into that house, they said, you know where the beer is? It's in the fridge. Just help yourself. I didn't want one. And they looked at me like, what's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you. I thought there was something wrong with me. I thought I was dying. Kelly, I thought there was something physically wrong with me. And then you know what God took away? He took away the dirty mouth, the cussing, the cursing, using God's name in vain. Boy, I used to be bad about it. Then they took away all the other habits. Slowly but surely, they started disappearing. And here I am today, 21 years later, a changed man. Praise God, glory to God this morning. A changed man that's filled with the Spirit of God. And now I can understand the things of God. And God says, now you can understand me. Now you can understand. You know, ever ask yourself why? You ever ask yourself questions about life? And you say, why this? And there's a lot of things I can't figure out. And it's not meant for me to figure out everything right now. But God says in time, He's going to reveal it to you. He's going to reveal the things that we don't know. But we've got to be patient with God. We've got to let God do the work. We've got to grow in the Lord. Listen, when I accepted Christ, I was just a little baby. But God don't want you standing no little baby. He wants you to grow. He wants you to get strong. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand up against the fiery darts of the devil. And man, that's where the battle takes place. That's where the real battle is right there. All right, let me move on down real quick. So, this morning, over in Thessalonians, I may have mentioned this last week, but I'm going to read it again. It's just one verse of Scripture. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Holy Spirit of God. And listen, let me touch on this real quick because I got one more thing I want to share with you. Because when you do, when you quench the Spirit of God Almighty, that's when confusion comes in. That's when doubt comes in. That's when fear takes over. That's when you don't understand things. You get all beside yourself. And if you're like me, I don't know if you're like me, but when things go wrong, man, I go berserk. I can't figure out nothing. I can't see straight. I can't walk straight. I can't talk straight. I can't even tie my shoes. And I gripe about everything. But that's because I let my guard down. I let the enemy in. But listen, when those things come up against you, rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says he has to flee from you. Now that's a wisdom and knowledge that I didn't know and I couldn't understand when I was a baby just starting out in Christ. But now I know that I can stand up and rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe there's power in the name of Jesus Christ this morning? There is power in the name of Jesus Christ this morning because you're looking at a man right here that was headed straight to hell, prison first, maybe hell, who knows? But God reached down and saved me. God saved my life. He saved my soul. And I owe God everything that I am. I owe God everything that I have. And I'm still growing in the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord this morning. But don't quench the Spirit. Because when you quench the Spirit, you know, Pam's family, they like to go camping a lot. You know, when you camp, it's just like putting out a campfire. You keep dousing it. You keep covering it until it goes out. That's the same way you do the Spirit. When you keep on quenching the Spirit, you keep covering it with fear. You keep covering it with anybody worry here in the house of the Lord? You know, it's a sin to worry. Did you know that? It's a sin to worry. Well, you say, well, preacher, how do I keep from worrying? Well, I don't know how you keep from worrying except you've got to pray about it. How about that? The only thing you can do is pray. God, help me not to worry. God, help me not to quench the Spirit. Help me not to quench the Holy Spirit. God, empower me to stand up against my fears. Help me to understand the things that I don't know. God, fill me. He says in the Word of God, if any of you among you are lacking in wisdom and knowledge, let them ask of the Lord, and He shall give it unto you. So those are the things we need to be praying for and asking God to help us with. All right, one more thing this morning. Has this been good to you this morning? Church family, has this helped you in any way? I hope so. And you know what? It's funny. I tell Pam this all the time. It's funny that I think when I get behind this pulpit, I think I'm preaching this word for you, which it is for you, but most of the time it's for me because these are the things I need to hear. I need to see. God shows them to me. But it's up to us to act on them. All right, one final thing over in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to cover this real quick and we're going to close. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 5 through 7. Let me get right here. I wrote down some things right here. I'm reading real quick. But I'm going to paraphrase these verses of Scripture. But in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 5 through 7. God's Word tells us this morning, if you are uneducated, and I put parentheses in this passage of Scripture, simple-minded, immature, naive, then it says, seek wisdom. I used to be this way, immature. I still may be a little immature. I don't know. Pam, Emma? Some days I act like a little kid. I act like Carson. So I know I'm still a little bit immature. But the one thing I'm not is naive. One thing I'm not is simple-minded. Because I'm seeking wisdom. I'm seeking understanding. It says, you who are foolish, get understanding. Take God's Word to heart. Take God's Word to heart. Listen, when you read this Word, I don't simply read it. I take this Word to be true. Amen? Anybody else? Do you take God's Word to be true? Do you take it straight to your heart? And whatever it says here, this is an infallible Word of God? Now people say, well, this ain't the true Word of God. Well, when you become a Christian, you take an oath. Like here in this church, if you ever become a member of this church, we have a confession of faith that says we believe this is the infallible Word of God. In other words, when you read this Word of God, you take it all. You don't take some of it, you take all of it. And you take it straight to your heart and you apply it to your heart. And that's how you gain wisdom. That's how you gain knowledge. Now, it says here, goes on down and say, listen, because the Lord has important things to say. How many believe the Lord has important things to say to you? The Lord has great things to tell you if you're willing to listen to Him. And it ain't always easy to listen to the Lord. I am a very good witness to that. Sometimes things that the Lord tells me, I don't want to hear. Just be honest with you. Sometimes the things the Lord tells me to do, I don't want to do. But we must listen to the Lord because He has good things to tell us. And finally this morning, what the Lord tells you is right. Who can argue with the Lord this morning? Well, I'm telling you one thing this morning, church family. I'm a good arguer. If you ever get in an argument with me, we're going to be a while. I'm very good at what I do. But what the Lord tells me is right, and I believe what the Lord tells me. I take it to heart. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. You know, I've even been slain in the Spirit. He's like, oh, preacher, don't talk like that now. And you get a little nervous when you start talking about being slain in the Spirit. If you ain't ever been slain in the Spirit, it's a very experience that you'll never forget. So now, are you glad you got up and came to church this morning? Are you glad that the preacher's almost done? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, it's good that we can come in your house and hear the word, Lord, that you have given unto us to hear. God, it's also even better when we can take that word, Lord, and Lord, through the foolishness of preaching, it says in the word of God, your word, Lord, that sinners are saved. Lives and hearts are changed, Lord, forever. So God, I pray this morning in some small or big way, Heavenly Father, that the words that have been spoken forth this morning, God, Lord, they were not my words. I didn't make them up. I didn't script anything all week long. You know that, Lord. Lord, what you see is what you get. And I pray in some small or big way, Lord, that through this word, through this message this morning, God, that you have revealed to each person that's heard it something, Lord, that may help them, help us all to have a better walk with you. And God, we ask this morning that you bless this congregation, continue to bless this church. Lord, we ask your blessings to be poured out upon those that couldn't be here today, that are watching on social media today, Heavenly Father. And God, we pray for those that don't know you today, Lord. Lord, that lack wisdom and knowledge, Lord. God, we pray for them. We pray that you open their hearts and their eyes and their ears, Lord, to receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. And God, we thank you for the gift of salvation today. For we know that Christ paid a big ultimate price, Lord, so that we could have that gift for free. And God, we ask you now your blessings upon this remaining part of this day. And in this upcoming week, Lord, let us be witnesses out in the world. And bring somebody to church with us next Sunday. Help somebody this week that needs help. Just whatever it may be, Lord, maybe just give a person a hug. That might lift their day, change their world. And God, we'll give you praise and glory in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done and what you'll continue to do. And God, we thank you this morning. We humbly ask all this now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.